This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
Starting Wednesday, the Czech capital Prague is hosting its first ever Gay Pride Festival. It runs for 5 days and will culminate in a parade through city streets. Prague has a lively and varied gay scene, but the festival has aroused some strong passions amongst politicians and officials, with some expressing fears for its security. Rob Cameron reports.
Prague Pride bills itself as a festival of tolerance. This short TV commercial for it urges gay and lesbian people not to be afraid and stand up and be counted. Music events, picnics and special club nights will provide the festival atmosphere, but Prague Pride will also address serious issues, with workshops on hate crimes, diversity and HIV/AIDS all part of the programme. In 2008, a gay pride demonstration in the Czech Republic's second city of Brno was attacked by neo-Nazis. So I asked Prague Pride's head of international PR, Bastian Huygen, whether he was worried about security.
I'm not that worried about trouble. I think there will be some, to some extent. The Christian counter-demonstration usually is more of a moral counterattack, which is their right. I mean, they have the right to their opinions, and so do we. More dangerous would be if there is any kind of neo-Nazi groups or extremist groups that show up. But I think also we'll outnumber them by such huge amounts, much more than in Brno, that they might be intimidated enough as well.
Since then, a small far-right party has announced it will hold a counter-event in the path of the Pride March on Saturday. But Prague Pride was already hitting the headlines long before it started, thanks to comments by President Klaus's senior adviser, Peter Hayek, who described gay people as deviants and castigated the centre-right mayor for giving the festival his support. Since then, the issue has descended into a rather preposterous semantic debate, with Mr. Hayek arguing that deviant is a neutral word and President Klaus saying he's not opposed to homosexuality, but homosexualism. One of the president's political comrades in arms, meanwhile, Education Ministry official Ladislav Bartra, has denounced the mayor's office and the US embassy for supporting the festival. He was interviewed as he delivered his letter of protest.
The mayor represents the Civic Democratic Party, which we have always considered as a conservative party. If he was a social democrat or a communist, well, maybe I wouldn't be delivering this letter today.
The festival, therefore, takes place in a highly charged political and social atmosphere, although organisers don't expect any major disturbances. And perhaps the greatest challenge will be the weather. It's unseasonably cold here in Prague, with grey, leaden skies and frequent showers. Organisers must be hoping for a few rays of sunshine to encourage the festival atmosphere. Rob Cameron, Deutsche Welle Radio, Prague.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.